Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Inflation has risen for the first time since February last year, in news which has surprised many economists. It went up to 4% in December from 3.9% in November. Rishi Sunak is facing a critical test of his leadership later as MPs vote on his flagship Rwanda plan. Its fate hangs in the balance after dozens of Tory MPs joined a rebellion over it last night. Snow has blanketed northern parts of the UK and many drivers are facing icy roads this morning after another cold night. We've been speaking to Greg Dewhurst, who's a Met Office meteorologist.
But it looks like the weather is going to change again as we move through the weekend. It's likely to become milder, so we'll lose the risk of overnight frost and ice, but it will also turn wetter and windier Saturday into Sunday.
And Jake Cornish has told his fellow Islanders he'll be leaving the Love Island All-Stars Villa. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
This winter, the NHS is encouraging people to get to the help they need by using NHS 111. If you need urgent medical help but not sure where to go, use 111 to get assessed and directed to the most appropriate local service, including your GP practice, pharmacy, or nearest urgent treatment centre. People who need help in another language can call 111 and ask for an interpreter. NHS 111 is an easy and convenient way to get urgent help for a wide range of health problems from the comfort of your own home. You can call 111, go online at 111.nhs.uk or use the NHS app.
Hey, live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
This is my decision. I don't think you listen. You listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a teacher. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not the teacher. I want to show you my.
Only me and you, only me and you, only me and you. just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good. Who knew it'd be like this? Usually my exes turn to enemies, but this is different. Cause we didn't got closer now that you ain't with me. All that love that we had, ain't no way we gon' forget that. And your family love me like I'm family. You know where you stand with me. So when they ask, tell them right one,
right left.
Wrong times, can't say
we didn't try.
But you always been a real one. Even though we ain't together, it was real love. And maybe it's still love. I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good.
Be your missus. All the stacks that you just spent on me, Ellen. Nigga, don't go forgotten. But we're happier apart than locked in. Don't smoke with me, I promise. But don't do drama. It didn't work, but I hope you find another. I wish you peace, I wish you good sex and good sleep. Find a girl of your dreams. Cause I sleep well at night, knowing this ain't meant to be.
Right one,
right place,
wrong time.
Try. All good things come to an end. So let's just learn the lessons and find loving again.
I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, good, but we still good. I hate that we didn't make it to forever. You know Harley ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that don't I can't wish you better. We ain't good, good, but we still
we
good.
Still good. I realize that I can be your lover.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to the Business Mix. Welcome to 2024. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
We made it. We made it. And we always knew that we would.
We would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was no doubt. But welcome if you're tuning in for the first time this year, first time ever, mm-hmm. or just first time this week. Welcome to the Business Mix Show.
Who are we, Rachel?
I'm Rachel, and...
I'm Chrissy.
And we bring you the best in all things black business. Join us every week on Colourful Wednesday at 9 for the kind of for the first play.
Yep.
And then you can catch us again if you go to the colourful.com. You can catch us there and
whenever you want. At your leisure.
At your leisure.
At
indeed,
your leisure.
Indeed. And yeah, we kind of got a leisurely kind of health and beauty, leisure,
yes.
fitness show today. So we're all about that. Doing things better.
Because we like to do that for January.
Yes.
At least for the first couple of weeks in January.
Well, we did just have Blue Monday. Do you know about Blue Monday?
I think we've mentioned Blue Monday before, but it goes by because I'm always a happy Monday.
Blue Monday is that Monday. I think, is it the second or third Monday after New Year where you've given up on your New Year's resolution?
Already.
Everything's just such an effort.
It's cold.
You want to go on holiday.
It's cold.
And you're like, oh, I'm just going to just
give
just
up.
Can't be bothered.
Okay.
But like you said, we don't really do Blue Monday.
No, we don't.
We do Woohoo Monday.
Woohoo Monday.
Every Monday.
Yes, exactly.
So today we've got a really, as I said, kind of like wellness, fitness, well-being, health inspired show. Now, we met this lovely lady, entrepreneur, business founder at an event which was hosted by
FPCOMS
and Nicole's, can't remember, I'm gonna find out what
yes.
it is.
How rude of us.
Before I get into trouble. But it was at the beautiful piano restaurant.
Yes.
Which is up by, is it by Smith? Is it Smithfield's?
Yes.
Smithfield's Market?
Yeah.
If you haven't been, please.
You should go. Lovely. Definitely. It was nice.
Beautiful restaurant.
Intimate event.
Yeah, very intimate. And it was all about, we were invited, weren't we?
Because that's how we roll.
We were handpicked, selected, select few. Great event, kind of like black media journalist representatives to speak to some amazing black brands, black yep. business owners and entrepreneurs. And we met the wonderful Marva Williams.
Can I stop you there? Can I stop you there? It's Dr. Marva Williams. Let's not forget that doctor. She's laughing because I did that. We should have drum rolled this,
Rachel. I'm sorry.
It's doctor.
Dr. Marva Williams.
And I think that's recent, but that's it's okay. So we allow you.
Who is the... I'm gonna ask doctor to introduce herself and tell us a bit about herself. But absolute great brand, which is Shh Wellness. No.
Menopause.
Wellness. Yes. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, ladies. My name's Marva. I'm the founder of Shush Menopause Wellness. I'm also a menopause coaching counselor and a phlebotomist as well. And I formulate products for women that are perimenopausal and also postmenopausal, because this is a long journey we're on. So once, as I tell my ladies, once the estrogen and progesterone is gone, it is gone. It's not coming back, so close the door. So at that point, we need to work on how we're going to get through to the end.
Yes,
fantastic. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, as we always ask our guests, because we need to do, you know, you've already started the introduction, but tell us a bit about yourself, what you do, where you started this journey from.
Okay, for me, I've been working, developing skincare products for the last probably 12 years. Mm-hmm. And this journey for me started personally in 2019. That was really the, I'm not going to say the creation of Shush, but that's where the germination of Shush came from.
Right.
So what happened in June 2019, I was coming home from London a day and my mum asked me to go and pick up a prescription for her from our doctors. Mm. And that's probably, and I always tell people, it's probably the only reason I'm probably here today. And when I went to the doctor's surgery, I literally collapsed. And the doctor subsequently told me a couple of weeks afterwards, when I went back to see him, that they had to clear the surgery and they had to resuscitate me.
Oh, wow.
So they took me to hospital. And when they took me to hospital, they ran some tests and they said I had a lack of iron, magnesium, and my hemoglobin was too low. They didn't even know how I'd been functioning. So they put me on drips, they pumped me back up, told me to go and see my doctor in 2 weeks. And they gave me some, you know, iron tablets and various things to take back with me. So you would have thought that would be the end of the story. Mm-hmm. Went to see the doctor in 2 weeks and he tells me this story about how, I literally collapsed when I walked in to get the prescription. They had to resuscitate me. They thought they were going to lose me. I was turning blue.
Wow.
And so he said, look, all you need to do, you've obviously got an iron deficiency, you've got a magnesium deficiency, just take the supplements, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, a few weeks later, I thought I was fine. Mm-hmm. I just carried on as I normally do. Well, what happened next was 2 months later, in August 2019, I woke up one morning and I couldn't move. I actually thought that morning I was actually paralysed. From my waist down, I literally couldn't move.
Wow.
And I can remember that morning trying to will myself, you know, in my mind to try and get me to move.
Yes.
But it wasn't happening. So luckily, my sister, who's a teacher, was at home. I called down to her because I was in the attic. And she came up and she was like, Marv, just move. And I'm like, I can't. I literally can't move. And I actually thought that morning I was, you know, I thought I was never going to walk again. And so she called to my mum, and my mum comes up, and literally they're like,
same thing, like,
I can't move.
Get up.
So anyway, between them, they get me down the stairs.
Wow.
And they sort me out. And I mean, when I sort me out, you know, us black people, we have to be presentable.
Because, yeah.
You know, you have to be presentable. And they called the ambulance. Anyway, when the ambulance came, they couldn't even move me. Although I couldn't move, every time they touched me to try and move me onto a stretcher, I was screaming in pain. And I, the only way I can describe it, it felt like fire was going through my body. And so they ended up having to give me an injection. Then they had, and that was literally to numb my, my body. And they had to wait for the injection to take effect before they could take me to the hospital. So we get to the hospital now, and they've run the test, and they're like, "Wow, your hemoglobin's even lower, your magnesium's even lower, your iron's even lower." And I'm like, "Well, this isn't possible because I'm taking, you know, I'm very proud. I'm taking, you know, what I've been prescribed." Anyway, they couldn't find out what was wrong with me, but then my back, my spine started having spasms. So literally, it just kept contracting, you know, periodically. So they put me on morphine. They put me a drip of morphine. And they started giving me tramadol and buscopan. And then in between that, because there's only so many hours, they started giving me ibuprofen and paracetamol. So I was on probably a cocktail of drugs. Now, for somebody that's never smoked, never done anything, I mean, literally, I couldn't think. I was spaced out. I was floating. And also, my mind felt like cotton wool. It felt like, and that's the only way I can describe it. So they're trying to work out. And I felt a bit like a, should we say, a guinea pig. And the reason I say that is because the doctors would come around with the student doctor, and they would like, "Do we mind? Because we've never had anything like this." And they're coming in, and they're poking, and they're prodding. And I was like, "Oh my gosh." Because they were literally dumbfounded.
They were puzzled.
Yeah, they were puzzled. Anyway, after a couple of days, they had a professor, which is obviously a senior doctor, come look at it, and he started putting the puzzle together, as I put it. And what he was able to work out was that I was perimenopausal. And that was the first time I had heard the words perimenopausal. Now, I have to admit, you know, we look good for our age, right? We don't look our age. So when someone's telling me I'm perimenopausal, I was like, "Not me. No. I don't know what you're talking about." I mean, you know, for me, it's like, "What are you talking about? You know, I've never heard of it," you know? And so he said, "Well, also, something that I did know, I also have a dairy and wheat intolerance, which I know anyway." So although I might take a supplement, my uptake from that supplement will never be the same as somebody that doesn't have any gut health issues. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of research I did. So obviously now I'm being told you've got a gut health issue, you've got fibroids. That was the other thing they found out. I've got fibroids, and they've seen any so big. I mean, when I say a guinea pig, I felt like a guinea pig, basically. All I'm interested in is, am I going to walk again? I mean, you can tell me everything, but am I going to walk again? Because at this point, I am not walking.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get me to the toilet or anything, I've got to be helped. So that's all I'm interested in, to be quite honest, ladies. So this, it went on, and, you know, they're pumping me up. After about a week, they decide, they let me home, but they sent me home with everything. So the morphine, the magnesium, everything I go home with. So basically, I was high as a kite. I can't walk. My poor mother has to set up a bed downstairs for me on her chairs. Now, you know, black women don't like people sleeping on their chairs. But anyways, they had to do that because I couldn't walk up the stairs. On top of that, to even get to the toilet, to even have a shower, my mum and my sister literally had to take me and make sure. So I wasn't in a good way. In that time, because I'd been making products for a private doctor, one of the things she said to me, and I always laugh with her, and I said, "Yeah, it's probably for your own gain." She said to me, "Martha, you can't live like this. You've got to find a way off of this stuff, especially the morphine." So I remember having that conversation with her, and literally I got, you know, I got rid of everything. I said, when I got home, and I said, "I will find a way." So I started doing research. My mind, as soon as I stopped taking everything, the pain was there. And I'm not saying people should do that, but I had the clarity to start doing research. And in my research, I stumbled across transdermal, which basically means if you can get it into the skin, into the bloodstream, you're going to get a direct hit.
Okay.
So I started ordering ingredients, playing about with it, and medicated myself.
Okay.
So, and that's
literally trial and error.
Trial and error. And that's what really helped get me up and running. And it was something that was in my mind, and I was thinking, oh, you know, something, I should do this for people. Because one of the other things that came out was conversations that I started having. Because I'm a person, I'm telling my aunt, I'm telling, you know, I'm just telling people about what happened to me. I start hearing other people's stories and experiences. And experience on menopause. Things, even my best friend. And I'm like, when did you go through that?
Yes.
But she felt embarrassed. She didn't want to tell me about it.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, wow, this is just ridiculous, you know, what people are going through. And nobody's talking about it. Unfortunately, the pandemic hit. And then after the pandemic, I was like, and this was 2021, I'm going to bring out a range called Shush. And the reason I wanted it to be called Shush was because it's things people don't talk about.
Now
let's
I
break
understand.
The taboo yeah. of yes. menopause
yes.
and let's lead the change.
Yeah.
So it's very personal to me. And I'd given it to friends and a few people to try, especially the sleep spray and my joint pain and joint relief spray, and I was getting like good results. So when I first said I was going to do something with menopause, people were like, you're mad, you know, who's going to want to talk about menopause? And this was before Davina McCall and everybody else was talking about it. But I was like, nah, this is definitely what I'm going to do. And I launched it in November 2021. So in November 2021, we launched Shush. And since we've launched, we haven't looked back. You know, we literally talk to women and I listen to what they say. I listen to their symptoms. And then I think, okay, how can I develop a product? I will then trial the product. Okay. Because the amount of issues I was getting from women at that point, and, you know, they would, I mean, I'm telling you, get a woman to talk. They will tell you their issues,
everything.
Especially if they think it's a safe environment.
Yes.
Which, you know, if you come and talk to me, it's completely confidential. It is a safe environment. And what I realized was that I better go and train as a counsellor, because the things women were telling me. So I went and trained as a menopause coach and counsellor, and I started doing talks on the subject to people.
Fantastic. That's like, we've had a whole introduction, a story behind it.
I'm really amazed, and also I think really just inspired hearing your story about where you were at the time when you decided to, as you said, like, I need to do something and uplift yourself, because a lot of us
would not, we would just take the medicine until we feel better.
Absolutely.
Go into that kind of blue, as you said, that blue era when we're like, woe me, what can I, you wouldn't
I
do,
can't
anything
do anything
yet. And you wouldn't necessarily decide to research and pick up yourself. So congrats to you.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
and you're
done.
Here.
Exactly. And I can walk, as you can see.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody who is listening, they're walking definitely upright.
So that's amazing. So 2021.
Yeah,
launched. We're now 2024.
Yeah.
So far, what has been your proudest moment? Have you had any? Have you had many? Let's.
I think for me, my proudest moment is when women come back to me and say, it has worked.
Mm.
Especially women that are doubtful. When I do a consultation with a woman and she's like, yeah, and she's giving me her issues, and I'm like, okay, let's try this and let's try this protocol. Let's speak in a couple of weeks and let's see how you're going. And when they tell me, oh my gosh, it's working, that's when I'm like, we're there. And that to me is my proudest moment, because I always feel, for me, that if this was 10 years ago for me, I think I'd have been in a wheelchair. I don't think, my life would have been non-existent. And a lot of the women I speak to, when, you know, leaving jobs, they can't cope, relationship breaking down. And when that turns around and they're like, okay, me and my partner's fine now, or I'm not snapping at the kids as much now, that to me is really important, because, you know, past generations, they just had to get on with it, come what may.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, tell us a bit about your product. So
the range.
The range. I know I've had a few. I've been able, you kindly gifted me some, and, you know, I've said to you off air, I'm not going to share my business, but as we're not shushing, I mean, I take that. Is it the vitamin? So, yeah, tell us about your range and what you've
got. Okay, well, I do everything at the moment from people that can't sleep, which is really common, so I do sleep sprays for them.
Yep.
But the difference with the sleep sprays I make is they're natural, they're essential oils. I don't even use alcohol as the base. I normally use a floral water that we distill ourselves.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm into the essential oil. I call it the power of the plant, because in an essential oil, you've got something called terpenes. Those terpenes grow with the plant. And if you can harness the aromatherapy properties of an essential oil. When you're blending, you've got a strong combination. So I'm using aromatherapy principles, basically, in my product. Then I've got things like joint pain, which is really my big thing. So, you know, I've got women that got restless legs, joint pain, backache, they get hormonal headaches. Even I've got younger women that get PMS that use it.
Yeah.
It just knocks it, basically. And that's, you know, I use a high content of magnesium, but then I also use essential oils that relax the mind and the body. And then my supplements, which, you know, I'm a big believer in supplements. I'm a gummy person because of my own issue. I found that when I was trying to look at gummies for myself, the taste of them afterwards, the bitter aftertaste, and I couldn't take it. And you can see, looking at me, I'm a foodie. I like my food. So one of the things for me was doing a gummy that, if you've got to take it for your health benefit, it better be nice to take. Because if it's not nice to take,
you're probably going
to
end up,
it becomes a chore to take it. And the other thing was, I wanted products that wouldn't be like put at the back of the bathroom cabinet, or put, you know, at the back of a drawer, because that's what us women do if it doesn't look nice. So I wanted a product that would look aesthetically pleasing to the eye. So those were the key elements when I was, you know, making a product. They've got to be proud to put it on your bedside table or your bathroom cabinet, so you don't forget about it. Because, you know, ladies, we need to use these products. Our estrogen progesterone is going. This is no joke.
What would you say is like one of your most popular products in your range?
My most popular product, and it's probably because of my own story, is my Relieving Ease. This is, I always say, this is the cornerstone of Shush.
Okay.
The reason I say it's the cornerstone of Shush, whether you've got a restless leg, whether you've got fibromyalgia, it just knocks it. Even women with MS, it takes fatigue out of the body as well. Okay. You know, the key to it is you spray 10 to 15 squirts in each leg morning and night. And then let's say you've got some joint pain, you just spray into those areas. It could be the back, it could be the neck, it could be the knees. You just spray in, rub a little bit extra.
Yeah.
If you're having brain fog, you just spray a bit here.
Okay.
Rub it in here. It opens the mind. I've got a lot of professional women, because they're talking, they forget their trail of thought. So one of my techniques is, put it on a tissue, put it on your handkerchief, you go into a meeting, rather than go into a flight or fight mode, because we can start getting anxious, just smell on it. Okay. It will relax the mind, because the properties of the basil and the coriander are very uplifting, and the eucalyptus. Ooh. So it's all about relaxation, opening the mind, basically. Even anxiety, because a lot of women, one of my top tips with women that come to me is, keep a bottle in your car, because sometimes we get very anxious as we get older.
And it just hits you.
Exactly. And it just hits you. Okay, you understand. It just hits you, or you think, where am I going? This may be a route you've done for a million times, but all of a sudden, where am I going?
Yeah.
And I say, all you got to do is spray a bit, take deep breaths. It will calm you down.
And you know what I love? I love that the fact that, you know, obviously that's, put the whatever the legal disclaimers out there, you know, certain health claims you can't make, etc., etc. But what I do love is that, number one, they're all natural products.
Yes.
And the fact that they're natural products, well, I guess any products, but it means that it's going to be positive, but it will, perhaps what will affect you in a positive way, it might affect me differently.
Exactly.
But it's only going to be positive. It's only, as you said, it's only going to be uplifting.
Exactly.
So for some, like you said, it might be, actually I need to clear my mind, and the, as you said, the ingredients that you've got will help me do that. For some, it might be, actually I might just, sometimes the act of just taking 10 minutes.
Self-care is important.
Just, you know, massage yourself or whatever it might be, can make all the difference. So I'm a fan.
She's
already
a fan.
And so
fan.
Can we use it for those who perhaps not yet?
Yes. Yeah, I've got women that use my sleep products. They're not menopausal, and they get great benefit. I've got younger women who get PMS and run and get cramps that use it. Because this knocks a cramp. You spray this into a cramp, it knocks it. So I've got younger women, but most younger women use it for PMS, because instead of having to take a tablet, what they're finding is, if they spray this on their stomach, some women, they get the pain in their back. It just alleviates
and it's again about the body absorbing.
Exactly. Transdermal.
Remember that.
Transdermal.
That's the word for 2024.
Yes, transdermal.
Remember, the skin is the largest organ of our body.
Absolutely.
So what goes on your skin goes into the bloodstream. So even if we're using products that are not good for us, they're still going into the bloodstream. So let's use products that have got essential oils, that are good for us, and they will go into the bloodstream just as well. And at least they're giving you some form of benefits.
Thank you for that. So we're going to look at kind of employment,
mm-hmm.
and because there's health. there's been actually quite a lot in the press about how employers particularly are perhaps not taking the topic of women's health
seriously,
and you know they have a legal right with health and safety laws to be doing all of that, and actually just an ethical and moral duty to do that as well. But before we move into there, I want to know, 2024 just started, are there any kind of exclusive kind of stop press? What is going on with Shush for 2024?
Well, 2024 is going to be probably more of the same. More talks, more events, more shows, really moving Shush forward. Yes. I will give you this, which is hot off the press.
We like these.
I am going to be joining one day a week, menopause midlife. Correct myself, it's Harley Street Midlife Clinic.
Okay.
And I will be doing one day a week on a Monday out of Grace White Aesthetics in Ascot.
Ooh.
So yeah, I've been working with Sue Moxley and Dr. Amir Khan.
Yeah.
It's all on the Shush website.
Yep.
I've developed, well, when I say the consultancy's not on the Shush website, but it will be soon. I developed a range of products for in private practice last year,
okay.
A sleep spray and something called Menoflavins. And so I'm going to be working very closely with Harley Street Midlife Clinics.
And it's all, again, it's just inspiring to know that there's a black woman who's taken up space.
In Harley Street, though.
Yeah, in those types mm-hmm. of spaces, because you sometimes kind of need that bit of affinity sometimes, especially when we're talking about something which is so personal. You want to feel like they're going to get me.
Yeah,
they're going to relate. Definitely. They're going to understand. They're going to know that I need to get myself together before the ambulance comes. They're still going to treat me the same way, but you know, my headscarf, mum, get this, sort me out. You know, it's just nice to feel that actually that person can relate to me, and I haven't got to go through, I haven't got to explain everything to the nth degree for us to understand.
Well, one of the things we want to do, and this is what we're going to be doing with Harley Street Midlife Clinic, is that we want to give people choice. So some women, HRT, that's what they want. We'll be able to do blood tests for them, because you know, I did say earlier I'm a phlebotomist.
Yes.
So we'll be able to do blood tests for them. When the results come back, Dr. Amir Khan will go through that, and if HRT is the route you want, you go on the HRT. Mm. If you want to go a more natural route, and there are women that can't take HRT,
yes.
or do not want to take HRT, we will then go through the natural route with them.
Okay.
What I do find is women that are on HRT still come to me, because as I explain to women, HRT is not a silver bullet.
Mm-hmm. Just in case people don't know.
Hormone replacement therapy. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
So some people get patches, some people get gels. So if somebody is on HRT and they come to me and they're still not right, I say, well, just tell me what symptoms you've got lingering and let's work on those symptoms. So sometimes you do need an approach of HRT, but then you need a little bit of extra help.
Yeah,
of course. So what we want to do at Harley Street Midlife Clinic is offer a solution to women.
Yeah. And it sounds more holistic, because if you go to your doctor, you're just going to get the HRT.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. it. You're not going to get anything herbal to kind of counterbalance or to go alongside it. So what you seem to be providing is something that's more holistic. You've got the option of both.
You've got the option of both. And that's what we want. We want women to have choice.
Mm.
And that's really it. It's about choice. Mm. I'm also a trustee of a breast cancer charity called Bosom Buddies. And, you know, I deal with a lot of women with breast cancer. They're taking certain medication. They can't take HRT.
Right.
But they're still getting symptoms,
yes.
especially if you go into, if you've had, you know, a mastectomy, or you're going through chemo and radiotherapy, you can go into what you call surgical menopause. So those women, you know, we want to work with them, and we do work with them, and we do get good results them.
And I think what's important as well is, like, kind of like what you're saying, there could be a plethora of reasons
mm-hmm.
as to why somebody is experiencing symptoms, menopausal symptoms. Like you said, you might it could be treatment that you're on, it could be medication that you're taking, and your body is going through the motion. It doesn't mean that necessarily you can't, you're going through the full menopause, but at that moment in time you're going to need some, you might want something to help. So can, I know you said that you can't reverse the menopause, but if it's something like that, would it stop and then you perhaps, because some women, their fertility, sometimes fertility will come back, like, for example.
No, okay, let me explain. Yeah. Fertility does not come back. This is the myth of menopause. What happens is, as your estrogen and progesterone start to decline, basically your menstrual cycle becomes, let's say, irregular. Now, that can go on anything from 1 year. I've known women that 15 years and 20 years. In that time, I was explained to women, you need to be taking your birth control because your hormones are up and down. So what happens is some women who aren't taking birth control suddenly can get pregnant in their 40s, in their 50s, unexpectedly, because they think that because their period is irregular, it's not going to happen. Once you're seeing your cycle, it doesn't matter if it's once every 2 months, once every 3 months, once, some women 11 months. That means you can be fertile.
There's a
window of opportunity. So you need, if you don't want to get pregnant, you need to be. So there's nothing about it suddenly come back. It's just it hasn't actually finished yet, basically. So that's why I say now, some women probably had late babies and got caught out, you know, in other generations. No, but, you know, because it's what happens, basically. So when that's going on, you could be fertile at any point. Then, and this is what I explain to women, menopause itself is technically 1 day.
That's true.
And that's 12 months consecutively you do not see your menstrual cycle. So if you get to 11 months, which I've had women tell me, and suddenly you see your menstrual cycle, you have to start the clock again. You've got to start that 12 months again.
Right.
So some women, it gets very frustrating for them because they might get to 6, 7, then they see it and I'm like, you've got to start all over again. All that time you are in perimenopause. Once you haven't seen your menstrual cycle for 12 consecutive months, 1 day is actually menopause, and perimenopause is the rest of your life. I mean, postmenopause, postmenopause is the rest of your life.
So peri is before.
That's correct.
Menopause is the one day after
24
the
hours, ladies. That's all.
That's how long menopause is. So you're not going, I'm going through the menopause. One day. And then afterwards.
It's postmenopause. And postmenopause to me is the most, because I'm postmenopausal. I'm 52, I'm postmenopausal. Postmenopausal is the most longest stretch, because hopefully we're going to live into our 80s, 90s. Let's prophesize, ladies. So you're going to be postmenopausal maybe for 20, 30 years. And it's really important that you understand your body, because that's when you need to make sure you're doing the right thing for your body at that point.
So we are talking women's health, we are talking menopause. So we're gonna
we're also talking black business.
Of course. We are the business mix.
Just in case you've jumped in and you're wondering, we're putting it all together.
And can I say something? If you're a man, please don't turn off the dial, because it's important that men understand.
Absolutely.
So we've broken down kind of what menopause is, perimenopause is, postmenopause is. Now, as we say, we are about businesses, we're about entrepreneurship. And, you know, sometimes, and I think from a personal point of view, I remember one day, and I've said this in another a show that was talking about menopause. I remember going to work and I just broke down. I was on the train breaking down, not knowing why I was breaking down. And it took a while to be diagnosed that I was going through the stages. And, you know, luckily I had women in the workplace that was there to support me. But can you tell us what kind of some of the physical and emotional kind of aspects of menopause that can actually affect a woman in the workplace and her working in her business?
I think the things women talk to me about most, and I'm going to say sleep is important, because if women don't get enough sleep, they don't feel equipped to do the work, or they feel tired at work. So sleep is really important. Although it's not in the workplace, it affects your work. Mm. The other thing I find women say is when employers don't have the right, let's say, I'm trying to be really diplomatic here. Okay, younger employees will say it's cold, because as an older employee, we might be getting a hot flush, mm. we're feeling hot, we can't explain it. Mm. So we want the fans on, we want the air conditioning on. There needs to be understanding from an employer to understand that, you know, it's not we're difficult, it's not we're awkward, it's just our body, our thermostat, because of our hormones, is haywire, mm-hmm. you know? So I think there needs to be those changes in the workplace for women, whether they provide extra cold water, whether they provide desk fans mm. rather than, you know, they send yeah, you to everyone aircon. Yeah, I think yeah. there's little things employers can do which can help a menopausal woman. The other thing I found women talk about, which is why brain fog is a big thing for me, is they get frustrated because they might be in a meeting, they lose their train of thought, mm. they forget what they were saying. They might be on a call, it takes a minute to get themselves together. That then makes them anxious. That's what I call flight or fight. Mm. So they're in a cycle.
Yeah.
So I think some women say to me, look, I used to be able to go into a meeting, deliver what I needed to do, do a presentation, I was fine. Now I find it difficult.
Yeah.
So I think employers need to make allowances for these things, because if you don't make allowances, it's something what I call a brain drain is going to happen, because you're going to have women who feel pushed out of the workplace, pushed out of their jobs, and you've just lost that a whole level of experience because you're not helping them. And I do say, I mean, and I've dealt with a lot of women, so I'm going to say from my own experience, companies have menopause policies. That's great. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Mm. We need a menopause policy. I say that's great. But then they don't know how to enforce the menopause policy.
Right.
Partly because a lot of the managers are men and really they're not interested. You're going to your boss and you're saying something mm. and it's just going over deaf ears. And, you know, I dealt with a woman last year and we had to pull her menopause policy up from her work. And then we had to, you know, I highlighted it and we had to send because they were going to suspend her.
Oh, wow. It's
quite a high powered job. Now, the interesting thing about it, they had a menopause policy in place. They had an HR in place. But the problem is the HR woman was like in her 20s.
Didn't know.
So how does she may oh, have that HR mm. policy, but she really doesn't understand it.
Or how to apply it.
And I think for me, it's not about having policy, it's ensuring that there's implementation of that policy and the people that need to understand that implementation.
So can you give a little bit insight as to why it is perhaps that you think that business owners or employers perhaps shy away from tackling these types of issues or having these conversations? Because from what you're saying, having the conversation is only going to increase productivity. It's only going to help the business pace. It's only going to maybe even, I mean, increase profit. So what is it about that do you think is holding them back from talking, not just about this, but kind of like women's health in general, women's health
you know, issues? So I think it's easier for me personally, I think it's easier for an employer to kind of push it under the rug. Mm. I also think the managers need a proper training, especially male managers, because if a woman's has an issue and she's going to her male manager and he isn't understanding it, that doesn't help. You can have every menopause policy you want in place, but the people on the ground need to understand how to work with women. I mean, I've worked with women where now they're able to work a couple of days from home, or if they're having maybe a menstrual cycle and it's too heavy, which happens with a lot with menopausal women, they can work from home, they can log in, but it's understandings, and it's also for women to also feel comfortable.
That's the thing,
because
isn't it?
There's certain things a woman has to feel comfortable in talking, and if she's not getting the right responses back, she's not going to feel comfortable in talking. And these things are highly personal things to women.
Absolutely.
So if you've got to talk about your menstrual cycle, if you've got to talk about your hot flushes, I mean, like you were saying, you know, crying, you can't explain it. You know, you don't want to be labelled as, oh, she's just drama queen. You want that understanding, because sometimes you don't even understand what's going on in your body. So I think the managers need proper training. To me, companies need to invest not just in a menopause policy, but they need to invest in either menopause champions. But those menopause champions need the proper training so they can address the issue and find ways to support support women so they can stay in the workplace. Yeah.
I remember I tried to champion the duvet day. Do you remember? I kept mentioning
duvet days.
When you can't describe how you're feeling, so it wasn't that maybe you'd be a bit down or you're anxious or you're something or you've had hot sweats throughout the night and you just can't function. You just want to say, I can't come in. But it's not a sick day. Do you know what I mean? It's in between that area where it's not a sick day.
I just need some time.
I've got to face people out in the public as part of my job. I can't deal with them today. So for their sake and my sake, I suggest I have a duvet day.
I like it. I'm a champion of duvet days.
Unfortunately, it didn't go that far, but I tried.
It has been done in other sectors. And you know, you might get a maximum of 3 for the year and per whatever it is. Some of these things might not be able to be implemented as well as others, depending on the sector, absolutely. And it depends on your role. But as you said, it's about feeling that you can have that open communication anyway, and the understanding that you'll get. Because, like you said, even for us as women, it's hard for us to know and to understand and articulate what's happening. Yep. So imagine then for those who are not going through it to try and understand what we're saying and what we're going through.
Definitely. So time is always going. Looking at time.
Go on.
But anyway, I'm going to ask it. What do you, your experience with women and working with women, what are some of the common misconceptions about women's health and menopause that are flying around? I think you even mentioned one. I always thought you would say you're in menopause, not knowing that one day.
Yes, one day.
I had no idea. So what are some of the common misconceptions?
There's certain things I think, like women will come to me and say, oh, my hair is dropping out.
Isn't that thinning?
That's thinning, and dropping out. And I'm like, yes, your estrogen and progesterone is dropping, and your hair is thinning because you're in perimenopause. People talk to me about their skin. They say, well, all of a sudden I'm getting acne, and I don't understand it. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you're in, and I take great pains to go through these things with women. You know, everybody talks about the sleepless nights, the hot sweats, the anxiety. There are over 40 symptoms of menopause.
No.
Some people, it's things like burning tongue, their ear might be ringing, itchy ears. Mm. These are all menopause actual symptoms. So I think for me, when someone asks that question, it's really hard to put it down to one or two things. It's normally the things that everybody else isn't talking about that they don't know. And like someone will say to me, I don't have any menopause symptoms, and then they start telling about their hair or they start telling about their skin. I'm going, yeah, that is a symptom, but it's just a lesser symptom. And the reason why I do say to women, we have to understand our body, and there needs to be more about the other symptoms talked about more, is because if you're perimenopause and you're getting those symptoms, you're not being treated, it can escalate onto more symptoms.
Absolutely. And I always used to hate, you're so miserable. You're so miserable. Yeah, because I'm not having a good day today. I'm just not.
I mean, we normally get that.
And now
smile, love.
Smile, love. But hey.
So we've spoken, I guess, kind of a bit more about what businesses aren't doing or what employers aren't doing. So I'm quite interested to hear if there are any like standout sectors or industries or any companies that you might have worked with who actually you might be able to look at them as they're not a model, but actually they're championing women's
to be honest
rights.
It's funny, I think the mayor's office is doing a great job in championing menopause. Okay. And I think, you know, the menopause champions, they do menopause open days. I think, you know, if someone asked me what the gold standard was, I said the Mayor of London. Okay. And I'm not sitting here saying I love the Mayor of London. This is not a political broadcast.
Political here.
But I think the policies that have been put in place and the way they're being championed, I think other companies could actually look at those policies quite carefully, to be quite honest.
So, if there's anyone listening, like I said, because I'm thinking if there are people who are listening thinking, oh, maybe my business needs to look at this, it'd just be nice to be like, okay, look in this direction. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they can contact you and we're going to get your contact details at the end.
But... And the other company I'm really impressed with is John Lewis Group.
Okay.
Because they not only do menopause workshops, and I've done menopause workshops for John Lewis, but they really care about their women, and they are always looking at doing things to assist their women. Mm. So they're doing workshops all over the country, and you know, I think John Lewis is definitely setting the bar for their staff, and I'm really talking about for their staff. They have menopause champions as well in there. So you know, if I was thinking about two companies that I've personally worked with, I'm impressed. I am impressed by John Lewis, and I am impressed by the Mayor's Office.
Okay, good. Well job. Done, John Lewis.
Yeah,
and
well done, Mayor
Sadiq.
Sorry. Anyway, I want to talk about self-employed women, entrepreneurs, like we do here on the show. For someone who's going through the stages of menopause, having symptoms, what tips can you give to them to kind of navigate the symptoms so they can be more effective, that can work better, I guess, you know?
It really depends on what the symptom is. Mm. But I always say to me, my main thing is, if you're a businesswoman and you've got to do presentations, you need to make sure your mind is clear. It's the brain fog that is the big thing for us businesswomen, I think, because when we go into that room and there might be men in there, we want to be on point. So I always say, you know, try and have techniques, whether before you go in you try breathing techniques. If anyone wants to hear about any, they can always message me. I can give them some breathing techniques, but the breathing techniques actually can calm the mind. Tapping techniques as well good. You know, that also can calm you. CBT is very good. And essential oils. I'm a big believer in essential oils. You get the right essential oils, they can actually calm you down. So, you know, I would say essential oils. It's all about calming. You know, for me, as a businesswoman, I always think about, and also that good night's sleep. Because the one thing is, we need that good night's sleep. Definitely. Because without that good night's sleep, we're not fit for purpose. Mm. And especially if we're dealing with employees, especially if we're dealing with meetings, we'd be grouchy, we'd be irritable. That good night's sleep is so important.
And do you know one thing that we haven't touched, we probably don't have time to, but people can, like I said, contact you if they want more, is... So it sounds so basic, but this is the things that carries you, like, literally throughout life, no matter what stage you're in. Sleep, diet and exercise.
Yes, oh, definitely.
You know, it doesn't really matter if you're 5, 55, you know, they're the three things that are actually, are you sleeping well, are you eating well, and are you moving, are really some good.
I think eating is really important, because especially as we get older as women, there are a lot of foods out there which are anti-inflammatory, which causes inflammation in our body. We do need to understand that our diets as we get older need to adjust.
We need to change.
And a lot of us, and look, we're black, we love spicy food. Spicy food can actually help cause hot flushes. We like alcohol. Alcohol can cause issues with our hormones, let's put it that way, which some women find that when they drink, because I get people to do diaries, when they do drink maybe a red wine and white wine, they might get heartburn, which is really common, or they can't sleep because they get that hot flush.
I had to test the alcohol, remember? I've been like, oh no, that causes a flush, I can't drink
anymore. This is what I'm saying, exactly that. So nutrition is really important, but it's understanding what foods. The other thing is, and this came out with one of my clients when we did a bug test. Now, you'd think that spinach, everybody say, eat spinach, it's great for you. When we did, as we get older and our hormones are changing, our bodies change. We start becoming maybe more sensitive. The food that we could take before, we can't eat anymore. And what she found is, she was really healthy, but the problem was, what was causing her problem was spinach. And that came out of a blood test, an intolerant test. She's taken this for years, she was fine. Another friend of mine, now she can't eat prawns. She loves seafood, she cannot eat prawns. So our bodies will change, and you may find foods that you were able to eat before you can't eat. And it's all to do with our hormones. So we need to be sensitive to that. So sometimes the food we're eating can also be causing problems. And as you said, you had to test it, and that's what I do. You can have intolerance testing done, and that can show you what's coming up in your body. I've had one woman with tomatoes. I've had another one with cucumber. These are people, and the reason I'm bringing these up, they were able to eat them all their life, and now they've entered perimenopause and postmenopause, their bodies can't take it anymore.
I mean, tomatoes are fine.
So self-care, understanding your body, is really important.
And I think that is the perfect kind of point to kind of close on. I'm just sitting here looking at you over the desk, and as you said, your products, they would not look out of place in Body Shop or Lush or anywhere like that. You know, like you said, you can have that on your nightstand and not be like
feeling away about it. Absolutely.
Well, I think they wouldn't look out of place in Selfridges, Tesco.
Actually, one thing I was going to ask you, because we do have to leave, but really importantly, if there's anybody listening, if not really for anybody listening, but tell us if there's one thing that somebody out there listening could do to help, or what type of kind of like support would you need to kind of like push your brand or the business forward? Is there anything you're looking for?
Well, one thing I'm looking for is I'm about to start a crowdfund in the next couple of weeks. So if anybody wants to help expand the brand, you can even invest £10.
Yep.
I will be doing a crowdfund shortly. And the other thing is, even if it's a small retailer, a small health shop, I'm looking for places to stock.
Okay.
Thank you. So before we go, where can people find you, more information about Shush?
Okay, you can find me on www.shhhmenopausewellness.com. And we have a chat facility on there.
Okay.
And there's always somebody at the end of the line. Mm. We never use machinery. So if you want to speak to us and you just have the odd question, just message us.
Okay.
It will always be a human getting back to you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marva.
It's been a pleasure.
I've loved this.
Yeah, it's been great.
Things that I need to, even if I've just locked it in the vault for now, that I know that actually at some point in the future, I'm going to need this information.
There you go.
Who can I, I'm already thinking in my head, who can I pass this on to?
Your children.
Important.
It's so important.
It is important. Next generation. I'm always talking about legacy.
Absolutely.
Our young girls need to know, because if they don't know, they're going to be in the wilderness. So I was
thinking more about the product.
Okay. Anyway, got a bit excited there.
I think it's good I need to tell about the product. But yes, I'll have conversations with the children too. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've loved it. Christy.
Yeah.
Is it time for us to go?
It is time. It's time. Keep it colourful.